right, here we go. I've got to get into a couple of things here. The U.S. could be headed to another recession already. Think about that. That's the headline from Fox Business. Economists predicting every likelihood U.S. economy enters a recession at the end of 2021. And there is the final chapter of the Biden presidency, short-lived. It made it less than a year. This is why we need what they have in England, a no-confidence vote, which if it were held today, he'd be on the ropes already with Joe Biden. Yeah, Joe Biden would be on the ropes already if there were no confidence votes available here in the U.S. So they say the economy is sliding toward another recession based on declining consumer sentiment, even though employment and wage growth suggest otherwise. New research published last week by David Blanchflower at Dartmouth and Alex Bryson at the University College London suggests consumer expectation indexes from the Conference Board and the University of Michigan tend to predict economic downturns up to 18 months in advance. Every recession since the 1980s has been precipitated, nice word, by at least a 10-point drop in the expectation indices. Other reliable indicators include a single monthly rise of at least 0.3 percentage points in unemployment, two consecutive months of employment rate declines. Unprecedented government intervention in the labor market has not turned things around. If we head to another recession because of these failed policies, that's the problem. You kind of ram this $3 trillion deal through and they'll say, see, we did the right thing. We've saved the world because the recession was coming. No, you're triggering a recession because you're standing in the way of job creators and employers and those that build wealth, not only for themselves, but for their employees. You're standing in their way. You're interfering with the success they could be having otherwise by restrictions and everything else. Here's something that I find quite interesting that I have to share with you. Gavin Newsom back in office, as you know, as the California governor. He never left office, survived the recall effort. Well, a new series of bills signed over the weekend has one little tidbit in it that I've got to say I don't mind. California is going to ban lawnmowers, leaf blowers, and generators. In fact, anything with these small gasoline engines to be banned by January 1, 2024 for sale in California. There are about 17 million of them, they estimate. Gas-powered weed whips, lawnmowers, generators, leaf blowers, any of that power equipment you have in your yard, that stuff that's in your garage, illegal in California. Honey, listen, I'd like to do the lawn. I would. Governor says I can't. Can you grab me another beer? I'm just putting it at you. Babe, I just need one more beer. I would mow the lawn. The governor says I'm not allowed to. Well, I know that's only a couple of years from now, but I figured I'd practice. Starting now. Yeah. Electric lawnmowers. And how are you going to have a big old zero turn? Are they going to have a big old zero turn electric? Maybe they will. They can do it for cars. Should sell for about $25,000 for a zero turn, fully electric, lithium ion batteries, provided you can get the lithium or the ion or the computer chips to make them run. Being optimistic. Now, let me share something with you that is just odd. The far left supporting capitalist profiteers and general whack jobs, Ben & Jerry, the world famous Ben & Jerry's ice cream brand, they got stopped in their tracks by a cub reporter from Axios. Can't be, I'm going to guess, 25 or less. Because she asked them how they can boycott Israel but not red states in America over policy issues. It's long, but you have to hear this whole thing. It's from an Axios special coming out on HBO. They'll appreciate the preview. Listen to this as they get completely snake bitten. Go. It's bite number one, by the way.
If you disagree with the Israeli government policy, why not just stop sales completely?
Well, I disagree with the U.S. policy. We couldn't stop selling in the U.S. I think it's fine to be involved with a country, to be a citizen of a country, and to protest some of the country's actions. And that's essentially what we're doing in terms of Israel. We hugely support Israel's right to exist, but we are against a particular policy.
You guys are big proponents of voting rights. Why do you still sell ice cream in Georgia? Texas, abortion bans. Why are you still selling there?
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question. I don't know what that would accomplish. We're working on those issues of voting rights and... I don't know. I think you ask a really good question, and I think I'd have to sit down and think about it for a bit.
That's what hypocrisy looks like, and is about... He's a snake bitten. Why do you do business in Georgia and Texas if you're so concerned about these policies and politics? Why would you? I'm not sure if that was Ben or Jerry. I'm not clear on who was who. Sitting side by side, neither one able to answer a pretty easy question. Well, if you're going to attack Israel and accuse Israel of doing bad things, why not Georgia? Why not Texas? Why not the red states? Well, we can't stop selling the United States. I mean, lose a lot of money. Yeah, that's what hypocrisy looks like and sounds like and feels like. Now you've got it, my friends. Ben and Jerry, I'll continue to not eat their ice cream again today. How about you? Are you with me? Let's just skip Ben and Jerry altogether, shall we? Good idea. Quick break. I'll be right back.